pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, let's talk about closed accounts and paid accounts and how they affect your credit scores. Okay, so we're going to break this down in two categories, and those two categories are going to be pretty much positive accounts and negative accounts, because with both types of accounts, they can either be closed or paid. And you know, pretty much with a negative account, those can also be paid or listed as closed. Okay, so let's start off with positive accounts. Okay, these are accounts that has 100% on-time payment history. You've never been late, you paid it off, or the account has closed, whatever the case is, you literally do not have any type of late payment on it. It is 100% paid on time or paid in full, okay? When it comes to positive accounts or good accounts that has been paid, those are gonna report to your credit report for 10 years, you know, those are good. That is your credit history, okay? Now, let's look at those same good accounts and pretty much, let's say if they're closed. So really, we can relate this to a credit card, okay? Let's say if I have a credit card, I don't use it anymore, and the bank just closed it due to inactivity. It will still report to my credit for 10 years because it's a positive account. Negative accounts fall off after 7 years, but positive accounts can report up to 10 years. So a lot of times people have the question, hey, Chris, you know, if I pay this account off early, is it going to hurt my credit if I pay it off early? And the answer is no. You know, your credit may actually go up because you have paid off a debt. So what happens is after that 10 year period, that account falls off your credit report. And if it was the oldest line of credit reporting, then yes, it will drop your score once it falls off your credit in 10 years. And then secondly, as those years go on, let's say 5 years later, if you haven't financed anything else, let's say you never financed anything else after you have paid off an account or the account has closed due to inactivity, as the years go on, your scores will drop point after point after point, because every year that account gets older, that's a new year of inactivity reporting to your credit. So two things can go on here. One, you do not continue building credit, and those are the only last few accounts on your credit report, and you know, your credit is going to drop until it gets to a zero in 10 years once those items fall off. Or two, nothing's going to happen negatively if you pay off an account or if the account closes, because now you still have credit history that you're building. You're still paying on your mortgage, you're still paying on your auto loan, you still have open credit cards. Then you don't have to worry about having a positive account closed. So really, there's nothing you need to stress about. If you're ever in the opportunity or in the having any type of chance to pay off a debt, you need to do so. So don't just sit around thinking that you're going to refuse to pay off debt because you're afraid your credit score is going to drop. You do not have to worry about that. There's plenty of ways you can keep active credit without being in debt. Just by having a credit card and letting it report with a zero balance every month, that's having open credit history. So let's move towards negative accounts, which reports for 7 years. Okay, let's say if you have a charge off and the creditor written off the debt as a loss because you just refused to pay it and the account closes, does that affect your credit report? Yes, of course. Just because a account went from open with late payments to closed and listed as a charge off, in fact, that's going to hurt your credit even more when it goes from an open account with late payments to a closed account as a charge off. Okay, now let's take that same charge off or that same collection account that's negative for 7 years and let's pay it off. Okay, now that that item is already listed as a collection account or listed as a charge off, just because you pay it will not fix your credit. Your credit will not increase because that item will still report to your credit report. Now, as we just talked about positive accounts, as years go by, your credit drops. With negative accounts, as years go by, your credit increases because now those negative accounts have gotten older. They're no longer associated with your recent credit history within 24 months, you know, or 2 years or so. So after it's been 2 or 3 years and you never missed any more payments, you've never been negative for any type of accounts, then yeah, over the years, your credit will continue to go up. Regardless if the account is reported as closed and unpaid or closed and paid. Now, here's the catch. If you're trying to apply for a mortgage and you have a closed negative account, then a lot of times the lender may say, hey, you need to pay off this debt because it's affecting your debt to income ratio. Then if that's the case, yeah, that would be the right thing to do. However, that still will not remove the collection account or the charge off history from your credit report. So hopefully your credit is pretty strong to where that won't, you know, affect you. If not, you will have to just try the credit repair process yourself or hire a credit repair service to do it for you. That's just something you have to go through. So I think for both, when it comes to pay or listed as closed, they kind of have the same effect regardless on, you know, a negative account as well as a positive account if the item is paid or closed. So hopefully this has helped anyone that's curious what a closed account or a paid account, if there's really a difference between the two. Like I said, if it's a good account, paid means that's good. You've paid off debt. Your credit is actually going to probably get a boost from that. And then as years go on, if that's the only last account on your credit will slowly drop because you don't have any new credit history, or it would just, you know, stay the same or kind of slightly go up if you continue building credit. And then vice versa, if it's a negative account, if it's paid, that doesn't do anything for your credit. It still reports as a charge off or a collection account. When you pay something, that's more of a debt situation. That affects your debt. That doesn't affect your credit. Or vice versa, the account is listed as closed, but it's not paid. It still has the same effect on your credit report. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.